422.
Countdown to sequestration. 1 week to go until the deadline. President Obama is intensifying pressure on congressional Republicans, saying lawmakers still have the chance to avert those mandatory budget cuts before March 1st.
Joining us to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Well, there are a whole lot of people across the country saying, really? We're going to go there?
Yeah, we're going to go there. I don't think there's almost any doubt. I think the big surprise in Washington would be if we avoided sequestration. A couple of points I'd make about it. First of all, it's not like the fiscal cliff or a government shutdown. It doesn't all happen at once. In fact, for instance, all these layoffs people are talking about or furloughs, they have to give them 60 days warning. So those wouldn't even begin to take effect for almost 2 months until late April. And a lot of these things, I suspect you're going to see agencies going slow in implementing the cuts because they figure maybe as pressure begins to build, Congress will find a way out of them. But the main reason why I think it's going to happen is because both sides see it to their political advantage. The president looks at the polls, and they seem to indicate that most people around the country favor the idea of a balance of tax increases and spending cuts. On the other hand, a lot of Republican congressmen go to look at their home districts where they got elected, and the voters sent them to go to Washington to cut spending. And they weren't able to do that in the fiscal cliff. They can do it by doing nothing. They get $85 billion in spending cuts the rest of this year.
Now, we've heard a lot from the Obama administration. Just today, we had Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood saying that it could all mean travel delays for you at major airports. We heard from the National Park Service today. We hear from the Pentagon every day. Scare tactics on the part of the administration, or is it that bad?
The answer is eventually it would get to be that bad. It won't be at first, and I think to some degree the administration wants to play it as being bad, both to try to pressure Republicans to change and also to get some political advantage in all of this. One of the things that you might see is conceivably the one move. I think we're still going to see the $85 billion in automatic cuts, but you could see Congress passing something that would give the agency's more flexibility. Right now, it's a flat across-the-board cut. And, you know, in other words, if you had to make a cut of 10% in your operations, you'd think, well, some things we can't cut and some things we can cut even more than 10%. But the way this is written, you have to cut everything. In the case of the Pentagon, travel, business conferences, maintenance, civilian salaries, you have to cut them all the same amount. So there might be an effort in Congress to have some transfer authority so you could decide we'll cut one area more and another area less. It certainly makes sense, which is why it probably won't happen.
Who are you talking to on Sunday?
We're going to be talking to two senators about whether there's going to be some last-minute deal, although I doubt it. Tom Coburn, Republican, and Democrat Claire McCaskill. And then the governors are in town for the annual National Governors Association meeting. We'll talk to them about the effect in their community, Scott Walker of Wisconsin and Jack Markell of Delaware, and our power player of the week, Dr. Ben Carson, the world-famous brain surgeon from Johns Hopkins, who's gotten a lot of controversy because of his comments at the National Prayer Breakfast.